Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meteorologist Andy Parker is with us on the WBEN live line this morning. Andy, everyone is talking about this extended summer around here, which just seems to be, it keeps going and going.
It's an exceptional October weekend. I mean, you just did the forecast there, and it couldn't be nicer. We're going to find those temperatures in the 70s today, then the 80s. It'll be more summer-like on Sunday. And when you think about the game, it's kind of ironic that they're going with the whiteout theme, when in reality, it'll be more like you could watch the game from the pool if you still had it open.
It's kind of funny. Think about, you know, all this snow and stuff on their promotional materials, and I'll be wearing a t-shirt or something that afternoon, which no one's complaining about. I mean, usually, Andy, we're talking about a fall that lasts for a couple of days, right? You have the hot weather of the summer, then you've got a couple of days where it's like this really nice weather before it gets cold and rainy and windy and all that kind of stuff. Not this year. Has this been an extended fall? Is this out of the ordinary, the month of September that we just had?
I'm going to say no. We've had really nice Septembers in the past. Everybody waits for the shoe to drop in September. And if we go back to the end of August, just before the kids went back to school, there was a real big cool down right at the beginning of late August, early September. And the hoodies were out and everybody thought it was over. And we said, oh, no, we're going to bounce back. And we did. And then I think it's just been the two things that stick out to me that are the temperatures are one thing. It's the lack of any wind and the lack of any clouds. The fact that it's been this sunny and this calm, those are the two things that are the most unusual. Temperatures this time of year, I went back and took a look at a bunch of Septembers, and we've done what we've done in September before. We've had really nice Septembers. But when it comes to the amount of sunshine that we've gotten without really any wind over 10 miles an hour, that is the exceptional part that really stands out as something that's unusual.
It is amazing. The blue sky has just been incredible. I hate to ask, but when is the party over, or do you not know that yet?
Oh, no, it's coming, and it's one of those things I can honestly tell you almost to the hour of when this ends. So just to reiterate again, today, 70s, gorgeous, 80 on Saturday, 83 on Sunday. You go back to work, hopefully victory Monday, right? We're still in the 80s, add a few more clouds to the sky. Tuesday morning, you will know the difference. Number one, it's going to be raining on you. That's the big difference. And a solid rain, not just a little sprinkle here and there, but everybody is going to get some beneficial rains on Tuesday. Behind that, that's when the numbers drop. So we're going to go from these 80s down through we'll fall through the 70s on Tuesday along with the rain, and then it's 60s and 50s on Wednesday and Thursday. So all those people that love the long sleeves and the hooded sweatshirts and the go ahead and the pumpkin spice, it's all going to feel appropriate Tuesday, or I should say Wednesday and Thursday. And then looking ahead, credibly, we can see, you know, 3 weeks out the trends, and it looks like it may bounce back into the 60s, and I think that's where we settle, but we'll spend more time in the 50s and 60s through the middle of the month.
Okay. You know, what you said about the wind, though, like that's the thing, isn't it? That we haven't had the wind, because a couple of days this week where you've been outside and there's been a slight breeze, that breeze goes by and you're like, ooh, okay, like that's different. That's cold. Like that's the fall that we all kind of know. And if we had that breeze, even if the sun was out, we might all be saying a different tune here.
That is it. It's the stillness, the calmness, the fact that there just hasn't been any change from morning to night. If you could really bottle this, I'm not a big fan of wind. Wind to me really, it detracts from the day. Unless you're a kite flyer, you need the wind. It detracts from everything that goes on. Once it reaches a certain level, like around 15 miles an hour, those gusts that, you know, come through and it'll clear off a table if you leave something out. But this has been so still for so long, and it looks like that trend will continue right on through Tuesday.
And then the drought, I mean, we know there's a drought around here, although a lot of people don't really seem to care. But, I mean, how dry is it? How long has it been?
September was very dry. We had, you know, 1.3 inches of rain. The normal is 4. And when I look back at it, the last time that we had rain was, I believe, about 9:25. So that was, you know, in the rearview mirror now. We're going to go 11 days before the next rain. So Tuesday, the rain arrives. We will have gone 11 days of this sunny and calm, warming trend, and then the rain comes in, and we'll see more frequent showers after that. It's not going to be a constant thing. I mean, Tuesday, this thing comes through, drops rain, it gets cool, but then it dries out for a couple days. Looking at the trend, where the storms have been crossing the United States, that is going to lower. Instead of up into Canada, where we've been protected under this dome of blue sky, that's going to drift a little bit further south and east off the coast. It's going to allow that storm track to bring more frequent changes in our weather through, and it'll be more of a traditional October pattern for us.
Okay. Well, this weather, Andy, has just been awesome. Give yourself a pat on the back, a round of applause, whatever you want to do, really.
Take the credit.
Yeah. Take all the credit you want. How can they get a hold of you? How can people get a hold of you if you want to find out more, if you do want to look ahead to the bad stuff?
Yeah, if you want to look ahead to it, you can go to any social media platform that you're on, type in Andy Parker Weather. It'll pop right up. If you're looking for a text this time of year where you want to have a meteorologist on your speed dial, go ahead and just send a text, type weather to 503-ANDY. That's 503-2639. And we'll put you in contact with the latest forecast information.
Andy, thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend.
Have a good one.
Andy Parker, meteorologist here, joining us on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.